Race Port and Marine mobile broadcast booth inside the BSU gymnasium, ready for the second half. Beavers will be moving left to right here in the second half. Czar, Bachman, Bray, Wolhow, and Meyer for Bemidji State. Their original starting five, and it'll be the original starting five for Wayne State on the floor. Maliner, Norling, Bussey, Ryan, and Baumgartz. Beavers with the basketball. Trinity Meyer hands off to Brooklyn Bachman, top of the key. Now back to Meyer. Meyer to Bray in the lane. Bray, triple team, kicks it out to Trin Meyer as Meyer starts to drive for the basket. Autumn Maliner sticks a foot out and will commit the foul. That's her first, team's first. And the Beavers will inbound to the right of their own basket. And now the officials are going to discuss something. We don't know what. Shot clock was reset to 20. Which is pretty much what should have happened. 16 seconds ran off. Starting at 30. And so after the foul, then shot clock should be at 20. Okay, now we're ready to go. Nothing changed. Beavers with the basketball. Taylor Bray on the inbounds pass. Gets it to Brooklyn Bachman on the left wing. Bachman in the corner to Trin Meyer for a three. Across the rim, no good. Rebound snatched up by Maliner for Wayne State. Pass ahead to Norling. Norling ahead of the field. Shot is blocked out of nowhere. Taylor Bray comes in for the block. Ball will stay with Wayne State. They'll inbound to the right of their own basket with Haley Bussey. Bussey passed to no one, but Baumgartz chases it down. Now on the left wing to Maliner. Maliner back to Baumgartz to the basket. She lays it up and in. Brittany Baumgartz with four. Beavers lead 47-43. Bachman with the basketball to Meyer on the left wing. Three in the air. Misses everything and goes out of bounds. And that will turn the ball over to the Wildcats. 9:08 to go, third quarter. Beavers up by four, 47-43. Bussey with a basketball on the right wing, passes off to Ryan. Ryan, top of the key, Norling. Norling down the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her layup rolls off the rim. Claire Wolhow with a rebound from Bemidji State. Now Trin Meyer with a basketball, back to Bachman on the left wing. Bachman, top of the key, Czar. Czar on the left wing. Over to Meyer. Meyer in the right corner. Dumped down to Bray. Bray tries to pass to Czar. It goes over her head. And it's saved but stolen by Ryan for Wayne State. Pass underneath to Maliner. Maliner shot is blocked by Brooklyn Bachman out of bounds. Suddenly it's a block party for Bemidji State. 24 seconds on the shot clock. 8:30 to go in the third. Beavers have yet to score here in the third period. But still lead by four, 47-43. Maliner on the left wing. Top of the key to Bussey. Bussey into the lane, kicks it back out to Maliner, left wing. Hand off to Ryan. Ryan, top of the key, Norling, right side to Bussey. Bussey will shoot a three-pointer, front of the rim, no good. Maliner, offensive rebound, puts it back up, partially blocked by Trin Meyer. Rebound by Wolhow, outlet to Bachman. Brooklyn Bachman at the right elbow, tries to pass to Taylor Bray, and pass misses everything. And goes out of bounds. Seventh turnover in the game for the Beavers. And Wayne State has the basketball. Again, Beavers haven't scored here in the third. The only good news for them is Wayne State's only scored two themselves. Beavers lead 47-43, 7:50. Third quarter. Ryan on the left wing to Bussey. Bussey tries to pass to Baumgartz. She's double-teamed on the baseline. She's able to throw it off of Taylor Bray, so we'll stay with Wayne State. 11 on the shot clock for the Wildcats, inbound to the left of their own basket. Left wing Ryan. Ryan top of the key, Norling. Norling down the right side of the lane, all the way in, lays it up and in around the rim. Norling now with 12. Beavers lead is down to 2, 47-45. Trinity Meyer on the right wing. Brooklyn Bachman, top of the key. Now left side, Sid Czar. Back to that 1-2-2 or almost 3-2 zone from Wayne State. Right corner for Clara Wolhow. Three in the air. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound Norling for the Wildcats. Wildcats looking to tie or take the lead on this trip. Bussey with the basketball all the way to the basket, up and in, and a foul on Sidney Czar for Bemidji State. It'll be Sid's third, team's first, and it will send free throw is up and good. Or no good, I'm sorry. Rebound to Brooklyn Bachman. Pass on the left side to Trinity Meyer. Top of the key, Claire Wolhow. Left side, Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman down to Hadela on the left elbow. Now to Trinity Meyer. She drives to the basket, misses the layup. Rebound to Norling for Wayne State. Norling the other way down the left side of the lane. Tries to pass it out. It's tipped up in the air and stolen by the Beavers. Left side to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman all the way to the basket, puts it up and in. 4.5 minutes in, the Beavers finally score in the third quarter. They lead 49-47 with 6:30 to go in the third quarter. Bongarts down the right side of the lane. She lays it up, no good. Rebound, Hadela for the Beavers. Outlet to Sidney Czar. Back to Hadela. Hadela all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in, and a foul. Well, she'll be called for a travel. Oh, my. Before she gets to the free throw line, Hadela called for a travel. Meyer and Czar check out. Gartner and Rezabek in for the Beavers. Bongarts and Ryan out. VC and Hammer in for Wayne State. Bussey with the basketball through the center circle for the Wildcats. Beavers lead by two, 49-47, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Left side, Hammer. Hammer, top of the key, Norling. Norling, left side to Maliner. Maliner, long cross-court pass for a three-pointer right side from BC. No good, rebound Rezabek for the Beavers. She'll pass to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman on the left side to Wolhow. Left corner, Gartner for a three. Across the rim, no good. Norling rebound, Wayne State. Wildcats and Norling. Pass on the right side to Bussey. Back to Norling. It's knocked away, but Claire Wolhow will be called. Over the back. Trying to knock the pass away. On Claire, that's her first. Team second. Wayne State to inbound to the right of their own basket. Bussey into Hammer. Norling top of the key. Norling down the left side of the lane. Tries to take one of those Euro step things and it's called for a travel. This is not the NBA and you are not James Harden. You will not get that call. Turnover is the 11th on Wayne State. Beavers with the basketball up two, 49-47, 5:15 to go, third quarter. Hadela underneath, puts it up and in. Rachel Hadela with five. Beavers lead 51-47. 5:05 to go, third quarter. Norling at the top of the key. Norling at the right elbow. Back out to Bussey, top of the key. Bussey will launch a three-pointer. Miss everything. Ball is saved by Hammer into Norling. Norling heads toward the basket. And a foul called on the floor on Hadela. Rachel Hadela's third foul, third on the team. That'll take us to our media timeout. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Bemidji State 51, Wayne State 47 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Hi, Paul and John here from Green Mill with a public service message about the rollout of the new Green Mill math.
Apparently, kids are taught that 1 plus 1 still equals 2.
At Green Mill, our new math is 1 entree plus 1 entree equals 1 free bottle of wine.
That's right. Get a free bottle of wine when you dine in and purchase any two entrees valued at $12.99 or more.
A seafood linguine and a classic Mill sirloin?
Free bottle of wine.
A Western Mill burger and a chicken stir-fry salad?
Free bottle of wine.
You do the math.
Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And a free house wine offer available through December.
We'll see you at the Mill.
The holidays are about staying in touch with family, friends, the holiday spirit. Call Bunyan Communications keeps you in touch with fiber optic fast internet to power all your family's devices. Connect with both download and upload speeds up to a gigabit, backed up by friendly local service and support. This holiday season, stay in touch with fiber optic fast gigazone internet from Paul Bunyan Communications.
Ray's Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast Booth inside the BSU gym. 4:52 to go, third quarter. Beavers lead 51-47. Claire Wolhow a little tardy getting back on the floor, but she made it. Wayne State to inbound to the left of their own basket. Pass in to VC. Her shot no good from 8 feet. Rebound Rezebeck from Bemidji State. Outlet to Erica Gartner. Gartner loses the basketball and it's called for a travel. I don't know. It was a high bounce. I don't know if it hit something or just a strange dribble, but it's a turnover on Bemidji State. For the Beavers, that's their ninth. Gives the basketball back to Wayne State. Hammer with the basketball, top of the key, drives down the left side of the lane, puts it up and in. Kylie Hammer with six. Beavers lead 51-49, 4:25, third quarter. Gardner to Wolhow, top of the key, right side Rezebeck. Still that 1-2-2 zone from Wayne State. Gardner on the left wing, top of the key, Rezebeck. Pass to Bachman. Bachman on the left side of the lane. Got to get rid of it. Gets it to Gardner. Now to Rezebeck. 10 to shoot. Left corner, Bachman. Bachman's cut off on the baseline. Ball's knocked away by Baumgartz and out of bounds. Stays with the Beavers. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Brooklyn Bachman inbound on the corner just in front of the Bemidji State bench. Into Rezebeck. Back to Bachman. She'll shoot a three-pointer left wing. In and out, no good. Rebound. BC for Wayne State. Haley VC with the basketball through the timeline. Now on the left side to Hammer. Hammer down the left side of the lane all the way to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebound Wolhow for Bemidji State. Outlet to Bachman. Bachman with the basketball for the Beavers right wing. Top of the key, Gardner. Off to Wolhow. Back to Gardner left wing. Now Bachman top of the key. Bachman at the right elbow. Back to Rezebeck. Left side Gardner. Three-pointer in the air. Banks no good. Rebound down to Hammer for Wayne State. Hammer against Bachman all the way to the basket. Hammer puts it up and in. Kylie Hammer with eight, and we are tied at 51. 3:15 remaining. Third quarter. Beavers had a 10-point lead at one point in the second quarter. That's all gone. They're tied at 51. Beavers have only scored 4 points here in the third quarter. Bachman on the left wing. Into the lane all the way to the basket. Puts it up and in. Brooklyn Bachman. She's got 16 to lead all scorers. Beavers back in front, 53-51. Bussey to Baumgartz. Baumgartz on the left side. Three-pointer from Haley Vesey. High in the air, no good off the rim. Bachman rebound for the Beavers. Brooklyn now with six rebounds. Pass on the right side to Wolhow. Down on the right corner to Rezebeck. Gartner top of the key. Left side, Bachman. Bachman, long cross-court pass to Gartner. Three-pointer from the right corner. Side of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled in by Bussey for Wayne State. Haley Bussey still with the basketball. Down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Runs into Coley Rezebeck. And Rezebeck will be called for the foul for the Beavers. On Coley, that's her first, team's fourth. And it will send to the line Haley Bussey. Got a whistle and a timeout on the floor. 2:21 to go. Third quarter. It's a 30, but it turns into a 60. And we'll take it with them. DS Beverages Bud Light score, Beavers 51, or 53, Wildcats 51 on the Beavers Radio Network.
The new gas-powered Kubota Sidekick is the first utility vehicle of its kind. With the freedom to roam at 40 miles per hour and the power to haul whatever needs hauling, it's where durability meets speed. Built to get the job done right, with acceleration and handling that blur the line between work and fun. Kubota, shape your world. To see the full line of Kubota and to test drive a Sidekick today, see Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
When life's just too busy to run for groceries, Lukens can help. Now shop from home and still enjoy the same great quality from Lukens. The freshest produce delivered to our stores 6 days a week. Meat and seafood second to none. Made from scratch goodies from the bakery. Delicious deli foods prepared fresh each day. Not to mention frozen dairy, grocery, household, and more. A huge selection available for pickup or delivery. See details online and get started today at LukensDelivers.com. Lukens Village Foods, your hometown employee-owned supermarket.
2:21 to go, third quarter. A couple of free throws coming now for Haley Bussey. Beavers lead 53-51, make it 53-52. Bussey now with seven, looking to make it eight. Second shot is up and also good. We're tied at 53. Norling and Zacharias off the bench for Wayne State. Bussey and Ryan will sit down for the Wildcats. Full court from the Wildcats again. Kind of that 1-2-2 that they've been going to occasionally. Sydney Czar back in for the Beavers with her three fouls to Coley Rezebeck. Left side, Wolhau. Now Trinity Meyer back to Wolhau. Three in the air is good. Claire Wolhau, her first three. Beavers lead by three, 56-53, 1:55 to go, third quarter. Zacharias with the basketball near the center circle. Ball underneath to Norling is knocked away, but right back into the hands of Maliner. Maliner, long pass over to Bongarts, left wing for a three is good. Brittany Bongarts, her first three, she's got 7 points. We're tied at 56, 1:33 to go, third quarter. Left side, Meyer. Top of the key, Rezebeck. She'll pop a three-pointer. Across the rim, no good. Rebound to Hammer for Wayne State. Kylie Hammer with the basketball down the right side. All the way to the basket. It's knocked away and stolen by Sydney Czar. Czar with the basketball for the Beavers. Right wing. Hands off to Rezebeck. Underneath to Bray. She'll go to the basket. Shot is blocked, but a whistle and a foul on Wayne State. Like it'll be on Brittany Bongarts. It will. Oh, they'll call it on Norling. Wow, okay. That's her second. Erin Norling and second on the team. And Taylor Bray will shoot free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Cenex Propane, Refined Fuels, The Country Store, Cenex C-Store, and A&W. And by Acme Tools, do your best work. First free throw is good. Taylor Bray, second free throw is also good. Taylor now with 14. Beavers back in front, 58-56, 1:07 to go. Third quarter, Gabby Dubois off the bench to replace Taylor Bray. Wayne stayed with the basketball. Zacharias through the center circle now onto the left wing. Zacharias still with the basketball, top of the key, dumps it to Norling. Norling goes into the basket, puts it up, and no good. Shot was altered by Gabby Dubois. Rebound, Trinity Meyer. Meyer with the basketball, falls down. And as she tries to recover the basketball, she was touching the end line. So turnover for Bemidji State. That's the 10th on the Beavers. Ball back to Wayne State. About 14 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Shot clock is at 21. Zacharias into the lane. She'll shoot from 12 and hit. Lauren Zacharias with 7. We're tied at 58. Less than a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, so the Beavers can use it all pretty much here in the third. Sydney Czar with a basketball between the circles. Down to 14. Czar still with a basketball. Meyer on the right wing. Meyer into the lane, tries to pass to Dubois. She gets it and puts it up and in. Gabby Dubois with 4. Beavers lead 60-58. Hammer the other way to the basket. A whistle and a foul on Gabby Dubois right at the end of the third quarter. And that means 2 free throws for Kylie Hammer to finish the quarter on Dubois. It's her first. Now the officials are going to discuss it. And I think they're going to go look at the replay to see if the foul occurred before the end of the quarter. Well, so far, Wayne State has outscored Bemidji State 17-13 here in the third quarter. Beavers right now with a 2-point lead, 60-58. As it stands, the foul is Gabby DuBois' first. But the officials are looking at the replay to decide whether the foul occurred before the end of the quarter. Looked like it did to me, but I'm way up here and they're down there, and so's the replay, so they'll figure it out. If we do have free throws, it will be Kylie Hammer at the line. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Heard coach mention Brooklyn Bachman needed to start picking up her offense, and she figured she would. And tonight, Brooklyn's got 16, 6 of 11 shooting so far, 3 of 5 beyond the arc, and 6 rebounds, 4 assists. So 26 minutes for Brooklyn Bachman tonight. So that certainly has gone the right direction. Taylor Bray with 14 for the Beavers. And the foul will stand. And so Kylie Hammer will be at the line with 2 free throws here at the end. They put 2/10 of a second back on the clock as well, did the officials. So 2 free throws. Kylie Hammer, line to the left. First free throw is up and good. Hammer now with 9. Second free throw is also good. We're tied at 60. 2/10 of a second. Beavers can't do anything but inbound the basketball, and that's what they do. We have played 3 quarters. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score. We're tied at 60. Fourth quarter coming up on the Beaver Radio Network.